Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I did feel like we deserved to give K-State a lot of props for what I think has turned out. Before the season, I would have not given them a ton of credit for this win. I wasn't like, all in gangbusters, here comes Colorado, the unstoppable force. But by the time that thing kicked off, they were a 4-point favorite on the road against a confident, playing well Colorado Buffaloes team who did not have a loss in conference at that point. K-State did. And they went on the road, and Avery Johnson, for a second, I thought might be hurt when he left the game holding his oblique, at least on that side. That was their best win of the season. Like, they've got some other ones coming up that are certainly going to be tougher, but that's an easy one to let get away from you, especially because the back-and-forth nature of college football and the back-and-forth nature of that game.
Well, because we saw them correct some of the issues from a few weeks earlier. When they played out in Provo, Utah against BYU, that was also a really late kickoff.
It got worked.
You're in altitude. They made way too many mistakes. In this game, after that first drive, you saw K-State settle in, you know, and it ended up being a really good football game too. But the altitude, the later start, all those are challenges. I think the fact that they dealt with that at BYU earlier probably helped them in this game against Colorado. We can give, obviously, all the love we want to Avery Johnson, but DJ Giddens continues to be just so good for this football team. Dylan Edwards is the speedster, but DJ Giddens, 182 yards, the first tailback this year to get over 100 yards against the Wildcats. This has been a Colorado defense after being horrendous last year, much better against the run, and yet DJ Giddens is the first running back to go over 100 against them this year. So they just really, that was the difference in the game, is what they did on the ground. 185 yards on the ground. Colorado only had like 25, 30 yards on the ground. So
now Shadur was really good and threw for a whole
ton. He went over his passing yardage.
Oh, that was your best bet.
Yeah.
From
over 308.
Wait, basically no
Mine
Travis
also
Hunter.
Went over, by the way. My yes. Spencer Rattler over 199 and a half.
Yeah, and you're right, Drew. Travis Hunter didn't.
Him and Jimmy Horn were out. I think one thing, too, we learned about K-State is, when it came down to it, Avery Johnson needed to give them a drive. And he's been good all year, but
That's been the question a lot.
He needed to go in and win the game. It's like, yeah, you're good, and you're highly touted and all this other stuff. Can you go and win a game on the road? And he was able to lead them down there, so a very impressive win for K-State.
K-State might not win the Big 12 this year. It's obviously very competitive. People thought Utah was going to run away with it, and they're not. So it's super competitive. They might very well still win the Big 12. It's incredible. There's eight teams with one loss or less. I think there's like four undefeated teams in Big 12 play so far. But I do think that year two of Avery Johnson is going to look a lot better than year one. And like, college quarterback play tends to go to the guys with experience. That's why all these transfer portal stuff, that's how all these quarterbacks end up in these major schools, right? Later on down the road, that's how they end up at Ohio State and Alabama, and they're all like juniors or seniors by the time they get there. I think year two of Avery Johnson is going to look even better as a full-time starter.
I was going to say, I understand he sat last year.
As a full-time starter, I think there'll be an increase in his play, but he's a good player. They still have a chance to win the Big 12, even though they lost that one earlier and they got beat up pretty bad by BYU.
Odds market right now over at FanDuel. Iowa State, the favorite to win the Big 12. Of course, those two teams will play each other the final week of the regular season. Iowa State plus 175. K-State, second best odds, sitting at around 3-1. Then BYU, who has been one of the surprises of the conference to this point in time, they're sitting at about 5-1. And then there's a massive drop off. Nobody's really buying into Texas Tech and Arizona State, despite how well they've played. Arizona State, how can you not like their head coach and the energy that he's brought to that program and everything? But I don't think anybody truly believes Arizona State will be there at the end of this season. It's really a three-horse race to win the Big 12. And who's going to get the two spots to go down to, I'll say Dallas and then say Arlington before someone texts in. Anytime I say Dallas, we all just say Dallas. I understand they play in Arlington. They're the Dallas Cowboys. We don't call them the Arlington Cowboys. But the metro area. Down in Dallas area. How about that?
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's covering all your bases. You really think someone was going to text?
Oh, it's happened.
Arlington.
Oh, it happens every single time we mention K-State maybe playing in Dallas. They'll be like, you mean Arlington?
Does anyone do that tonight when they're like, the Jets are going to take them on in New York?
New Jersey.
Does anyone say, it's New Jersey?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
There's always there. You know this. Come on now. There's always somebody. But no, I mean, like, I think it's a three-horse race. Don't you guys think? And you think there's any chance a Texas Tech or Arizona State? I think it's K-State, BYU, and Iowa State. One of those Two of those three are going to the Big 12 title game.
I would say yes.
Yeah, that feels right. It was funny, the juxtaposition this weekend, because Avery Johnson came through with the drive when they needed it, and Will Howard forgot how time works.
He was playing great too.
He forgot how many seconds.
That's what's great.
Will
Howard was playing really, really well on the road in that environment. Like, that was a game that people were saying could springboard him to have a real chance to get to New York for the Heisman. I mean, that's how big it was. And then 6 seconds, I don't know what, scrambling, like as if there was just 20 seconds on the clock. It was bizarre.
Mental lapse. Like, you could have run it in too. That's
it was
even
also
more
on
up.
Ryan Day, the head coach. We're talking about Ohio State Oregon game, obviously. Ryan Day, their head coach, in terms of timeout utilization, not realizing that the clock was going to run after they had a penalty. They thought the clock was going to stop. That was just a terrible sequence down the stretch for the entire Ohio State offense.
Pretty bad. Pretty bad. Either way, the Big 12's gotten real interesting.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.